Roger now has the unenviable task of pulling together the themes and reflections from today's various sessions. Roger, over to you.
Okay, thanks, Oriol Dioc. 20 years ago today, Wales had its, well, what do we call it, its sliding doors constitutional moment. Had but 3,400 people changed their minds and voted differently, of course, Wales would have voted no. And one or two people have talked briefly about that today. It's maybe worth reflecting that if the result in 1997 had been different, which it might very easily have been, what might have been the consequences of that? This would have been the second rejection of democratic devolution in Wales. And that, I think, almost certainly would have been the end of the matter. If, you know, if an assembly had, could not be approved even in the highly favourable circumstances of 1997, politically that surely would have been an end to the project. Moreover, I think it's quite possible that further consequences would have followed from that. I mean, had the Welsh people voted for a second time not to be a even partially self-governing nation, it's, I think, plausible, maybe even likely, that many in Whitehall would have drawn the conclusions that the Welsh didn't really want there to be governmental implications for their nationhood, and possibly even looked to draw back on much of the limited administrative devolution that then existed at the time. Possibly Wales would have become, started to look much more like simply an English region in governmental terms. But we didn't go down that route, not quite. Instead, Wales narrowly voted for an assembly with the consequences that we've been discussing today. Trying to draw today's interesting and complicated discussions into a few minutes of common themes is an interesting challenge. But I think there are a number of themes which stand out. One was discussed in some detail by the First Minister, and also touched on by both of our presiding officers, is the fact that 20 years on from the first referendum, we still don't actually have a devolution settlement in Wales. We're on, depending on how you count it, possibly up to our seventh devolved constitution. That's if you, for instance, if you count the rather different one that we voted on in 97 from what we actually got in 1999. And Brexit, which has been referred to a number of times today, will almost certainly mean substantial further change and definitely means very considerable challenges to the institutions as they exist now and to the settlement would be that was put in place by the most recent Wales Act. The constitutional status of Wales in some senses was changed by the 97 referendum. But we've by no means reached anything that is remotely a sort of steady, settled state. The will of the people as to how they're governed may be relatively settled, but the actual practical arrangements are by no means settled at all. Another theme which has come up, certainly in Hugh Edwards' comments, but a number of other times as well, has been the role of the media and their ability to both scrutinise the operation of the devolved institutions, and to inform the public. And I think one of the things which has certainly come out from a number of comments is that, without wishing to make criticisms of individual journalists, that the media are really struggling to do their job at all adequately. Much of that, it seems, is far more a problem of resources than necessarily about weaknesses of individuals. But it does mean that we struggle to develop widespread public awareness of much of the politics that goes on just over that way. And there remains, and this is something which I found in my own public attitudes research, substantial public confusion about what is devolved and how the devolved institutions function. But then to return to my previous point, given that so much has been in flux throughout the last 20 years, in a sense, perhaps it's not really either the public's or the media's fault that there is so much confusion. A third theme which has come up, and particularly this afternoon, I think, has been about some of the aspirations for devolution which were set during the 97 campaign and the period immediately afterwards to try and do politics fundamentally differently. not merely to at least partially relocate the centre of power from London to Cardiff, but actually in building a new policy in Cardiff to actually have one which operated in a rather different way. I think it would be a fair reflection of the discussions to say that these aspirations have been only a partial success. But, you know, in some respects, I mean, the Assembly has looked, at least in terms of gender balance, rather different from, for instance, what the House of Commons has traditionally looked, and maybe particularly Wales' representation in the House of Commons historically often looked like. In terms of other aspects of the style of politics, maybe we've not always been quite as successful as was hoped back in the 1990s. And a final, I think, key theme, which is, or a couple of final key themes, one which came out, I think, in that last session, particularly in the comments from Kevin Morgan and Axel and Laura, is how, as we've moved through the years, now 18 years of devolved government, there needs to be substantial continuing attention, not maybe to the dramatic constitutional moments or cliffhanger referendums, but to the hard but nonetheless vital problems of slowly working away at improving the development of policies and improving the delivery of key public services. A lot of this is extremely unglamorous work. You know, making a particular part of the health service work 5% better might not sound particularly exciting, but actually could make an awful lot of difference to a great many people's lives. And that may be one of the areas in which there's been insufficient attention in the last 20 years and insufficient progress in many places. Overall, I sense, unless I'm massively misreading the mood of the room, and indeed of the nation, there is widespread acceptance today of devolution in Wales. But there's not widespread celebration. I don't. Maybe you all have wild parties planned for tonight. I don't know. I'm afraid I don't. Sorry. But I'm not aware of any major fireworks displays planned for this evening, or there's going to be some massive conga line going down Lloyd George Avenue, or something like that. But then that's perhaps as it should be. After all, not many nations or regions in the world have a. Well, quite a few have an Independence Day. Not many have a partial autonomy day. Although in many respects the 18th of September 1997 was a historic and fateful day in Welsh politics, perhaps the rather low-key way in which we're acknowledging and celebrating it is entirely appropriate. Finally, I'd just like to say, on behalf of my colleagues in the Welsh Governance Centre and Cardiff University, thanks very much to the Institute of Welsh Affairs, who've done the vast majority of the legwork and organisation on putting together today. So thanks to all of our colleagues there for all of their hard work in doing that. And I'm sure all of you would like to join me in thanking them and thanking all of the other speakers today for their contributions to a really interesting day. Diolch yn fawr iawn.